Kevin Miller here for Coco Gamer. Today is Wednesday, July 22nd. I have a couple things to do tonight, so I wanted to quickly go ahead and do the daily audio boo news. First things first, it looks like there's some more information that has been released behind Guitar Hero 5. There's another 24 songs that have been confirmed with bands such as AFI, Perfect Circle, Bush, Gorillaz, Iron Maiden, No Doubt, Public Enemy, Smashing Pumpkins, Weezer. So a couple bands that you know haven't been rock or haven't been in Guitar Hero and have been in Guitar Hero, so we'll keep you updated on more Guitar Hero news as they seem to be coming daily. Also, the next piece of news is for more Grand Theft Auto downloadable content, as the Ballad of Gay Tony will hit the Xbox 360 for download on October 29th, and will be slated as at a $20 price tag or 1600 Microsoft points. This will also be available in disc form, but it will come along with previous Liberty Story episodes, The Lost and the Damned. That will also release on October 29th and will be priced at $40. So you're really not saving any money in getting it in disc form with both of them together. So if you don't have the previous, The Lost and the Damned, then you could buy those two together in disc form if so inclined. Next piece of news is for Little Big Planet, as it looks like Little Big Planet has finally reached the 1 million level mark, as 1 million levels have been uploaded into the Little Big Planet world. So for those of you that haven't picked up Little Big Planet yet, I strongly recommend you doing so, and you'll obviously have an extensive amount of content available to you now that there are over 1 million levels available. So again, not too much in terms of news today. One thing I wanted to make sure that everyone was aware of, an article was put up earlier today talking about pre-orders and, you know, some of the issues behind, you know, these exclusive pre-orders. It was written by myself, and this is in relation to, you know, obviously Uncharted 2 has followed the trend of 2009 of pre-order exclusives, and whether or not it's to battle used games issues or just to, you know, be able to make more money by later releasing these exclusives. Or obviously, which I most likely think it is, just being able to improve opening day sales and opening month sales. But nonetheless, it seems to be becoming a trend. And so to battle that, we have available to us an extra Madden 2010 pre-order demo code for the Xbox 360. And tomorrow, Thursday, July 23rd, we'll be putting that up on our Twitter account. So make sure, in order to win, you have to be following us. So follow Coco Gamer on Twitter. And on at some point, July 23rd, I'll give you a heads up as to around the time it's coming, so you're not sitting there refreshing all day and becoming annoyed. I'll give you an estimate as to when it should be coming, and I'll go ahead and post the code up on Twitter. And then you'll have the Xbox pre-order demo available to you, as you'll be able to play four or five minute quarters as the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Arizona Cardinals, obviously Super Bowl reenactment. So keep your eye out for that. Follow us on Twitter and enjoy. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.